Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Deb Calvert. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I appreciate you being here, folks. Deb's new book is called Stop Selling and Start Leading. It's all about being persevering, not being persistent. It's all about outsight. That's a word, a new word that you dropped on us today. Deb, tell us what outsight means.
Yeah, so Stop Selling and Start Leading is about stepping into your potential as a leader. From a salesperson job, if you want to differentiate yourself, you could lead. And one of the things leaders do is they challenge themselves. They're like, they're on this continual quest to always find new ideas and new ways of looking at the world. So leaders know that it's self-limiting to only look inward. If they're looking for what's new, what's next, what's better for their customers, that requires outsight, because insight looks inward. Outsight is something that is being more aware of all the outside forces and getting in front of them, paying attention to them. And to get outside, the one thing you need is openness. And leaders are open, too. So it's a change, a transition from thinking of yourself in a limited way to being able to open all kinds of possibilities up.
Well, and how do you, is this, this is something that customers are able to see? Does customers see this manifesting in you? Is there some evidence of it when you're talking to customers, working with the customers?
You bet, because people with outsight have information that's not just the same day after day. Mm-hmm. They don't push, rewind, and replay. People with outsight are always sparking new ideas. They are aware. They're receptive to ideas from
buyers. They read their customers' industry magazines, don't they?
That's a great source of outsight, yes.
Yeah, this is something to think about, folks. I mean, one of the things that I've always tried to do is as I'm scanning, as I'm reading, I've got my little antenna. Long before there were Google alerts, Deb, I had Jim alerts in my head where I'd pick up little words or things here and there, and I'd say, whoa, wait a minute, that sounds like that might be one of my, you know, for one of my customers. And I'd read the article and I'd say, hey, or whatever, maybe a television show or whatever it might be. And I would say, or a book or a convention or whatever it might be. And I'd say, hey, I think so-and-so needs to hear about this. And I'd find a way to get it to them.
Yeah. You know, so when you have outsight, you can add value during that time when you're persevering. We had one buyer who told us a story about a seller, and it concluded like this. The buyer said, we finally found a seller who looked and looked and looked for something that would work. And he looked until he found it, and that's why we kept purchasing from him. So that's what it means to buyers.
Say that again. I want to hear that again. I like that.
This is a quote inside the book from a buyer, because we did that buyer research, and the story concluded this way. The buyer said, we finally encountered a seller who looked and looked and looked for something that would work, and he looked until he found it, and that's why we purchased from him.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's perseverance. That was perseverance, wasn't it?
Yeah. And that's perseverance for that commitment. It's perseverance looking for something that's larger than just the activity. It's a whole lot different than a phone call over and over again to say, hey, Jim, just check in. How are things going?
And also,
no value.
And also, sometimes you got to be prepared to say, John, I don't think I'm the right fit for you, but I think I know who is. And you make that
Absolutely.
You make that deal happen. I've done it, and I you know what, I've done that where I said, you know what, I think you'd be a better fit with them, and instead of me, and they've looked at me and said, you might be right, but darn it, you're not getting rid of me that easy.
because they're drawn to your integrity in that time.
Well, I think they value the honesty more than the product, perhaps. You know, that happens, and it's one of the little benefits of telling the truth. Hey, I need a website again, Deb, and tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Yeah, so the book website is Stop Selling, Start Leading. You'll find all kinds of information about the book and videos and infographics, and then you ought to go out and get a copy of the book, too, because there's so much packed into it.
A lot of good stuff there. So say the website again, please.
StopSellingStartLeading.com.
All right. Hey, Deb, good job today. Will you come back?
I would love to. It's always a pleasure, Jim.
Thanks, Deb Calvert. Ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.